All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into a Supreme Court case that really gets you thinking about the Fourth Amendment.
Oh, yeah, this one's a good one.
It's called Alabama v. White, and it's all about how the police can use anonymous tips.
Anonymous tips.
Yep. You know those calls you see in the movies? I've got some info on a crime.
Right.
But the big question here is, can a tip from someone who doesn't even give their name really lead to a legal police stop? We're going to find out by digging into the actual court opinions themselves.
The source material, always the best part.
You know it. So get ready to explore the world of anonymous tips, police investigations, and whether they can work together without stepping on your Fourth Amendment rights.
It's a tricky balance.
Absolutely. To really understand what's going on here, let's meet Vanessa White.
Okay.
Just picture yourself going about your day, and suddenly you're caught up in a drug investigation.
Oh, boy.
And it all started with a mysterious phone call.
So the police get this call claiming that Vanessa White is going to be leaving her apartment with cocaine.
Ooh.
And get this. The tip even gave details about her car, where she was headed, and what time she'd leave.
Okay, so someone's watching. But just a tip alone isn't enough for the police to just pull someone over, is it?
Nope. That's where the Fourth Amendment kicks in, and that's at the heart of this whole case. It protects you from unreasonable searches and seizures.
Right, right.
Meaning the police need a solid reason to stop you.
Okay, so what makes a reason solid enough for them to act?
Well, in this case, the police knew they couldn't just take the tip at face value.
Smart.
So they decided to check some of the details. They went to White's apartment, and there it was.
The cocaine.
No. The car the tipster described, a brown Plymouth station wagon.
Really?
Even had the busted taillight they mentioned.
Wow. Starting to sound less random now.
Right.
But they haven't actually seen White doing anything illegal at this point right now.
Exactly. This is all about suspicion, not hard evidence yet. They followed White as she drove, and like the tipster said, she was heading towards a motel.
Yeah.
Now, this kind of stop, based on reasonable suspicion, is called an investigatory stop.
Investigatory stop.
You might also hear it called a Terry stop from the case Terry v. Ohio. It basically lets police briefly detain someone if they have a hunch that something criminal's going on.
Gotcha. So it's kind of a lower bar than probable cause.
You got it.
Which you'd need for an arrest.
Right. They need less certainty to justify just a quick stop.
That's... So the big question in Alabama v. White was whether this stop, based on the anonymous tip and the little bit of checking they did, was actually reasonable enough under the Fourth Amendment.
Yep.
And what did the court decide?
Well, the majority of the Supreme Court, led by Justice White, no relation to Vanessa, by the way.
Of course.
Said yes, the stop was reasonable. They argued that while anonymous tips by themselves are usually not that reliable, things change when the police can actually confirm some of the details.
I see.
That corroboration makes the tipster's claims more believable.
Interesting. So it's not just about blindly trusting the tipster.
Nope. The court put a lot of emphasis on the fact that this tip predicted what would happen.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't just matching things they already knew, like the car, but about predicting future actions, White going to that motel.
So it was like the tipster had some inside scoop.
Right.
They knew something about White's plans that wasn't just out in the open for anyone to see. Didn't the opinion even say something about that?
They did. They wrote, "What was important was the caller's ability to predict respondents' future behavior because it demonstrated inside information, a special familiarity with respondents' affairs."
Wow. Sounds like a line straight out of a detective novel.
It does, doesn't it?
That ability to predict what someone's going to do, that adds a whole other layer to the tip. It's not just a lucky guess anymore.
Exactly. Suggests a level of knowledge that goes beyond just coincidence. Makes you think, huh?
Definitely makes you think. So the majority said the stop was okay, but wait, there were some justices who weren't so sure about this whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah. There were some strong dissenting voices in this case, for sure. Justice Stevens had some real concerns.
I bet he did.
Huh.
Especially about how this could play out in other situations.
Oh, absolutely. He did, yeah. Justice Stevens, along with Justices Brennan and Marshall, filed a dissenting opinion, and they argued that the tip just wasn't specific enough on its own to create that reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean...
Right. Think about it.
Right. Tons of people leave their apartments every day.
Exactly.
Driving towards a motel isn't exactly a crime.
Nope. And Stevens is basically saying, hold on, if any anonymous tip plus some everyday details is enough, couldn't the police just target anyone?
Oh, that's a good point.
Right. It raises some serious questions about potential abuse.
For sure, for sure.
You know, profiling and the misuse of police authority, all that.
Yeah, this is where Alabama v. White gets really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It makes us think about that balance between effective law enforcement and protecting our rights. How do we make sure the police can do their job, but also make sure our freedom isn't trampled on?
A tough question, a very tough question.
So we've got this legal back and forth, right?
Yeah.
We want the police to be able to use tips to stop crime from happening.
All right.
But we don't want them stopping people for no good reason.
Right, right.
So where do we end up after this case?
Well,
what kind of impact did Alabama v. White have on how the police handled these anonymous tips?
Well, it definitely didn't get rid of them altogether.
I didn't think so.
In fact, Alabama v. White set a precedent that's still used today.
Okay.
It basically laid out guidelines for how anonymous tips can be used to establish that reasonable suspicion.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot.
Right. Exactly.
The tip by itself might not be enough.
Uh-huh.
But if the police can back it up with solid corroboration.
Exactly. And the more predictive that tip, the stronger it is.
Right, right.
If the tipster can accurately say what's going to happen, it means they've got some insider knowledge.
Makes their claims more believable.
Exactly. It's not just random chance.
So it's like the Supreme Court was sending a message to the police. Look, we understand that you need to be able to act on tips, but you've got to do your homework first. You got to verify those details, and the more specific those predictions are, the better.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. Corroboration is key. And this decision, it's had a lasting impact on how law enforcement works. From simple traffic stops to bigger investigations, even those using surveillance and data analysis.
Whoa, wait, data analysis. This case was about a phone call and a car stop.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the digital world?
It's more connected than you might think.
Okay.
Alabama v. White has come up in cases dealing with surveillance technologies and even predictive policing.
Hold on. Predictive policing. What is that? Like something out of Minority Report?
Not quite that futuristic, but you're getting the idea. Predictive policing uses data and algorithms to try and figure out where crimes might happen.
Oh, wow.
And the legal basis for using that data to justify police action, it often goes back to cases like Alabama v. White.
Interesting. So even though this case was pretty low tech, it has some serious implications for our tech-driven world.
Absolutely.
It makes you think about how much power we should give to algorithms and data analysis, especially when it comes to things that could infringe on our rights.
Exactly. It raises all these questions about the balance between security and privacy, right?
Right.
Some people argue that if these technologies can help prevent crime, then maybe it's okay to give up a little privacy.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see both sides.
Others worry about bias in these systems and the erosion of our Fourth Amendment protections. It's not a simple issue.
Definitely not. Which is why I find Alabama v. White so fascinating.
Me too.
It's not just about this one case, but about how it's shaped how we think about law enforcement and this ongoing conversation about security versus privacy.
And remember, Alabama v. White was decided a while back, but it's more relevant than ever today.
It's true. So we've dug pretty deep into this case, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
We've looked at the majority and dissenting opinions, talked about this idea of reasonable suspicion, and even touched on how this seemingly simple case from the past is actually playing a role in our digital age.
It all connects.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about this case. What's the big takeaway for our listeners? Like, if you're ever stopped by the police and they say it's because of an anonymous tip, what does Alabama v. White mean for you?
Well, it showed us that anonymous tips, they can be part of building reasonable suspicion. But the police have to be able to verify the details the tipster gives.
It can't just be, hey, I think that guy's up to no good.
Exactly. They need specifics, things the police can actually check out.
Not just vague feelings or rumors.
And the best kind of details are those that predict what's going to happen.
So if the tipster can accurately say what someone's going to do...
Yeah, that gives the tip more weight, shows they might have inside knowledge.
It's not just a random guess.
Right. It's like the Supreme Court was saying to the police, look, we get that you might need to act on tips, but you've got to do your homework first.
You got to check those details.
Exactly. Corroboration is super important. And this decision, it's still shaping how law enforcement works today.
In all sorts of situations.
Yeah, from those everyday traffic stops to big investigations involving, you know, surveillance and data analysis.
Especially now, when we're always leaving digital trails everywhere we go.
Yeah.
This case feels even more relevant. Makes you wonder, are we giving up some of our privacy for more security?
It's a big question we all need to think about. Alabama v. White might be an older case, but it's definitely still important today.
We've covered so much today. We started with a phone call, then jumped into this legal battle, and now we're talking about security, privacy, and how much power the police should have.
It's all connected. That's what's so cool about doing a deep dive into these cases.
It really makes you think. So before we wrap up, we want to leave you with something to ponder.
Ooh, I like this part.
Knowing what you know now about this case, how do you think we should balance security and privacy? Especially in a world where we're being watched more and more. It's a tough question, but an important one. Be sure to check out the show notes for more info on Alabama v. White and the Fourth Amendment. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.